Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Healthpeak Properties, a real estate investment trust REIT that specializes in owning and developing healthcare properties, including life sciences, medical offices, and senior housing. Healthpeak plays a critical role in the healthcare infrastructure, providing essential real estate solutions for the healthcare industry. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the healthcare REIT sector. Let's dive in.
Healthpeak Properties has established itself as a key player in the healthcare real estate sector, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like risk aversion and the anchoring effect influence their decision-making, particularly in property acquisitions and portfolio management?
Risk aversion is a significant factor in Healthpeak's decision-making, especially when it comes to property acquisitions and managing their portfolio. This bias might lead the company to prioritize investments in stable, well-established markets or properties, potentially avoiding high-risk opportunities that could offer greater returns. While this conservative approach helps protect the company's assets and ensure steady income, it may also limit their ability to capitalize on emerging trends or markets that could drive future growth. The anchoring effect is another key bias, where Healthpeak might base their valuation or investment decisions on past performance or historical data, potentially overlooking current market conditions or future potential. This can lead to a focus on maintaining the status quo rather than exploring new opportunities.
This focus on minimizing risk and relying on established markets has helped Healthpeak build a stable and resilient portfolio, appealing to investors who prioritize consistent returns and lower volatility.
Exactly. Healthpeak's emphasis on stability and risk management has made it a reliable choice for investors seeking steady income from healthcare real estate. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to explore new markets and investment opportunities to ensure long-term growth and competitiveness.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Healthpeak Properties. As a company operating in the healthcare sector, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Healthpeak Properties, given their role in providing real estate solutions for a diverse and evolving healthcare industry. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is essential for understanding and meeting the needs of different communities. A diverse workforce can help Healthpeak better understand the unique requirements of healthcare providers and patients, leading to more effective and inclusive real estate solutions. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining operational excellence and driving long-term growth.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in sectors like healthcare, where understanding and addressing diverse needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Healthpeak not only strengthens its ability to serve a broad range of healthcare providers and communities, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in providing inclusive and responsible real estate solutions. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, Healthpeak Properties operates in a highly regulated and evolving healthcare real estate market. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and regulatory environments, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
Healthpeak's ability to adapt to changing market conditions and regulatory environments is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the healthcare real estate sector. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with entering new markets or investing in new property types. Risk aversion might make Healthbeat cautious about expanding into emerging markets or taking on new types of healthcare properties, but they also recognize the importance of staying competitive in a market that is constantly evolving due to regulatory changes and shifting healthcare demands. This requires a careful assessment of market trends, regulatory developments, and healthcare needs to ensure that their strategies are both effective and sustainable.
This adaptability is key for Healthpeak, especially as they face competition from other healthcare REITs and changing regulations that impact the healthcare industry. Their ability to navigate these challenges is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. Healthpeak's success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established portfolio, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by regulatory changes and shifts in healthcare demand.
Now, let's compare Healthpeak properties to other companies in the healthcare REIT sector like Welltower, Ventas, and HCP. How do Healthpeak's behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Healthpeak's dynamics are often compared to other leaders in the healthcare REIT sector such as Welltower, Ventas, and HCP, particularly in their approach to portfolio management, risk management, and market adaptation. Healthpeak's emphasis on stability and conservative investment strategies appeals to investors looking for consistency in the healthcare real estate sector. Welltower, known for its focus on senior housing and post-acute care, appeals to those interested in growth through demographic trends. Ventas, with its diversified portfolio and strong focus on life sciences, offers a different approach to managing healthcare real estate assets. While HCP emphasis on life sciences and senior housing positions it as a leader in these growing markets, Healthpeak's focus on stability and risk management provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of being too conservative in a rapidly changing market.
And unlike Ventas or Welltower, which have a stronger focus on specific segments like life sciences or senior housing, Healthpeak's strength as in its diversified portfolio across various healthcare property types, allowing it to maintain a stable and resilient business model.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For Healthpeak, the focus on stability and risk management provides a unique value proposition in the healthcare REIT sector.
To sum up, Healthpeak Properties approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their portfolio management strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Healthpeak's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.